Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So I mentioned that Rabbi Ilan Mazur spoke beautifully at this Mizrahi Yom HaZikaron Yom HaTzmaut ceremony. And I want to just bring one thing that he shared. Actually, it was a quote from the great first chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Avraham Yitzhak HaKohen Cook. Truly a remarkable figure, huge. Combined a love for the Jewish people that was unparalleled, along with a love for Hashem in the deepest and most harmonious way. Someone whose thoughts and writings literally are poetry for the soul. Now, we live in a time with so much darkness, be it with what's happening in Israel, be it both in the South and in the North, be it in the various kangaroo courts of the UN or the ICJ, or what we see transpiring throughout the streets of the world and on the campuses of what's wrongly called centers of higher learning. Yet, those of you who have known me for the past, 1,589 days or so, or more, know that I am often striving to always be an optimist. Because let's be honest, as the Jewish book speaks strongly about, nothing good comes from bitterness and depression. But you'll ask, great, but how or what do we do in this situation? And this is where Rav Cook's quote is our guiding star. In English, it reads as follows. The purely righteous do not complain about evil. Rather, they increase justice. They don't complain about heresy. Rather, they increase faith. And they don't complain of ignorance. Rather, they increase wisdom. Chevra, that's the rallying call. Don't get stuck in the rut of spending time talking about how there's so much evil in the world, how many people have lost their moral compass or simply are clueless or ignorant. Rather, use that same time to spread goodness any and everywhere, to learn more deeply and lean more deeply into your God-given gift of Judaism and just keep learning how to be better, bigger, and brighter Jews. Chevra, that is the Jewish response through this all. Come on, wouldn't you agree? And on that note, wishing you an awesome night. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.